So the faculty on this next one was split 50-50, but the audience seems a little more clear about it. Dave, do you think that TMB is a factor that you can support as using in clinical decision making?
So I put no here because, you know, that's saying I'm going to use that score to tell me to do something different than what I would do otherwise. And so I don't use it that way. If it came back at zero or a million, it wouldn't change what I'm doing for a patient.
Most people believe there is a correlation. And in terms of the combination, at this point, the Ipi-Nivo data is still maturing. But from what you've seen, do you think there's a difference in combinations?
I don't think
seen at this point.
No, they seem pretty comparable.
Corey, is that your general take? Again, it's a question we've been asking the last few years. It's pretty hard to differentiate PD-L1, PD-1 in terms of different agents in terms of efficacy, or do you think you can differentiate them?
I don't think you can easily differentiate them. They're more comparable than different. Perhaps we'll discuss this later, but like Dave, I'm a bit of a TMB skeptic, and I have yet to make a therapeutic decision in the clinic based on TMB.
I was thinking more about the basic, you know, efficacy data here. Valley, any reason to think that durvalumab, tremelimumab is going to be any different than Ipi-Nivo?
It's a little less toxic than Ipi-Nivo. That's a difference. This is biology, basically, anti-PD-L1 and anti-CTLA-4. And I do believe that the TMB is a predictive biomarker. Unfortunately, there are practical issues here with considering this biomarker that can be widely accepted. I think that's the other side of the coin that maybe we need to discuss.